every morning, Harabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
So a whole host of news that obviously happened this weekend, and particularly even yesterday, Eskom announcing that it will start implementing stage 2 load shedding. And that was from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. Yesterday. It was the first time that the power utility had had load shedding for at least 2 months. It was days just after President Cyril Ramaphosa had, of course, announced that splitting up of the power utility into those three different segments. The spokesperson is who we're meant to speak to, and we'll hopefully continue to try and get him on the line there. But of course, even the unions, certainly not happy with the decision to split up Eskom as it currently stands. But that stage 2 rotational load shedding from yesterday has gotten a few people perhaps a smidge worried. Is this a constant feature? Is this something we're going to have to prepare ourselves for, that it happens intermittently? Or is this now going to be a roster, or something that happens a little more regularly? Kulu Phasiwe, the spokesperson of Eskom, joins us on the line now. Kulu, thank you so much for your time this morning. Is this going to be a regular occurrence? Has load shedding returned?
Ravile, unfortunately, it looks like load shedding has returned. And a few seconds ago, before you called me, I got a confirmation from the National Control saying that, unfortunately, again today, we will be implementing stage 2 load shedding in the next 2 hours, from 9 o'clock until 10 o'clock this evening. What this means, Ravile, just to allay fears of some of our listeners, it's called comfort. I know load shedding is happening, but starting from 9 o'clock until 10 o'clock, it does not mean people are not going to have power from that duration of time. What it means is that based on the load shedding schedules that municipalities and Eskom have designed, each area will have at least a minimum of 4 hours. But not everyone will be affected today. Some people are not even on the roster for today, and therefore they will not be affected. But those who will be affected, they will be affected for a maximum of about 4 hours.
Will people be able to view a schedule of sorts on the Eskom website?
Yes, Eskom customers, those who are getting electricity directly from Eskom, yes, they are able to do so. Many people are supplied by municipalities, for example, in the broader Johannesburg area or wherever people live, in Tshwane and everywhere else. They need to check with their municipalities. Municipalities also are being asked to do what they can in terms of making sure that this information becomes public in a number of platforms that people have access to, so that people know whether they are affected today or not.
Kulu, let's talk about the reasoning behind this now. Is this, you know, some, you know, there are even some speculators saying that this may perhaps helps you make the case a little bit more for those hikes that you seek as Eskom from NERSA. What is the primary reasoning behind this set of load shedding?
You know, Arabile, we are running an old power system, and but being old on its own is not a problem necessarily. The problem with Eskom is that Eskom has not been doing the requisite maintenance on its power system. So the older the power system gets, the more maintenance you need to do. And Eskom has not been doing this for a number of years now, and for various reasons. At some point, for example, in the run-up to 2010 World Cup, this company, together with government, they had taken a decision that they're not going to do maintenance, because at the time, you will recall that Eskom had a policy of keeping the lights on at all costs. And at all costs essentially meant that they had to defer maintenance from time to time. And unfortunately, all of these things are catching up on us now. So it's going to take quite a long time before we can catch up with all the maintenance that we need to do. It's going to be very costly, because some of these machines, I'm afraid, some of them have been run so hard and so long. And unfortunately, some of these things are now beginning to break down automatically, which is what we are seeing now. But this morning, Arabile, at 8 o'clock, management is going to have another meeting to try to see what they can do. We are also running our most expensive generators, which is the diesel generators, to avoid the collapse, or what we call the total blackout of the power system. We are running them now, but even those ones, not all of them are running, because some of them are running at low capacity, low levels of diesel, and therefore we need to replenish diesel. We also need to replenish water for the pumps in storage. You know, Arabile, if I were to recruit, we are not where we should be as a company and as a country.
So just to confirm then, you're saying that Eskom currently running its most expensive generators then?
We are running the most expensive generators, diesel generators. Those ones, they are only meant to be operated when the system is constrained and you are trying to avoid load shedding. But we are running them now, even though we're going to be implementing load shedding, essentially to avoid what we call an automatic shutdown. An automatic shutdown is not where you want to be, because that one, we have seen through the experiences of California. California, for those who remember, I think it was 2001, they had a total shutdown there, and the system took a minimum of about 2 weeks. And they could do 2 weeks, they could afford 2 weeks, because they have neighbors who also have enough generating capacity to help them. In South Africa, we don't have that luxury. Our neighbors, many of them, they don't even have more than 3,000 megawatts, so you can't rely on them. In fact, many of them are relying on South Africa.
Yeah.
So to avoid a total collapse of the system, you would rather implement load shedding so that you can avoid a blackout.
Could you, very finally, do you know how long load shedding will be going on for? Is there a sort of a set time period, 1 week, 2 weeks, or is this going to really just be dependent on how quickly you can get things up and running?
Yes, it's all dependent on how fast we can get the system back on track. But yesterday I heard our chief operating officer saying that we are likely to remain vulnerable up to April this year. It doesn't mean that there'll be load shedding every day until April, but there will be instances and days like today where the system is severely compromised and we will be forced to implement load shedding.
Kulu Pasiwe, thank you so much, despite it being a little bit of sad news there, but confirming indeed that load shedding will continue. Stage 2 load shedding continues today in South Africa, and that will happen between 9 a.m. and 10 p.m. this evening. Management set to host a meeting at 8 a.m. this morning, which is in around 40 minutes or so, with regards to trying to fix the problem. And Eskom currently running its most expensive generators, which are the diesel generators there. Kulu, really sentiments are that we're not where we should be as a nation with regards to that. And this comes just days after President Cyril Ramaphosa did announce the splitting up of Eskom into those three parts. Let's see how things go from here on in. A little late to it, but let's get to your traffic.